You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again. Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number four. We're getting close to reaching the halfway mark of this eight-game tournament here, the Heartland Hoops Classic, this basketball classic. And game number four will tip off in just a few minutes. And we've got the Sutton Mustangs and the Norfolk Catholic Knights tonight. Class C1 Norfolk Catholic, Class C2 Sutton. This should be a good basketball game. These two basketball teams will get in your face playing defense, and especially the Sutton Mustangs, and we'll see how the Mustangs and the Knights go here in game number four of the Heartland Hoops Classic. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. First three games of this tournament, Giltner beat Overton 43-41. Grand Island Northwest 55. Hastings St. Cecilia 38. Adams Central 40. Pierce 27, Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic to follow. Game number four, though, the Sutton Mustangs and the Norfolk Catholic Knights here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The Sutton Mustangs are 19-2 on the year. They took care of business last night against Fillmore Central, winning at home 73-28, leaving no doubt that they were not looking ahead to Norfolk Catholic today. Quick early start by the Mustangs. Sam Grease had 11 points in the first 4 minutes. Austin Rath had 16 for the game, 14 in the second half, and no doubt about last night, Sutton over Fillmore Central, 73-28. The Mustangs are 19-2 on the season. They are on a seven-game winning streak. Their last loss was to Ravenna on January 17th. Their other loss was to Hastings St. Cecilia. But seven in a row in the win column, Sutton 19-2 on the basketball season. The Mustangs come in averaging 55 points a game. They give up only 33 per contest now, averaging 56 per game, are the Mustangs, and giving up only 33 points per contest. So the Sutton Mustangs, with that in-your-face defense and that patient offense, and that offense has put the points on the board to the tune of over 56 per contest. Two-point field goals, the Mustangs shoot 58% from the field. Their total field goal percentage is 48% on the season. They shoot 63% from the free throw line. The Norfolk Catholic Knights and Coach Shane Anderson's ball club is 15-5 on the basketball season. They are riding a two-game winning streak. A win over O'Neill last Monday, 66-50, and over Wayne, 65-60 on February the 3rd. Before that, it was two losses to Humphrey St. Francis and to Boone Central. Now, this Norfolk Catholic team has played St. Cecilia, lost to St. Cecilia at the Aurora Holiday Tournament 49-41, but they got wins over O'Neill and Bennington and Wahoo and Columbus Scotus and Pierce and Wayne, Boone Central, Battle Creek, Bishop Newman, West Point, Beamer, Madison. Their last two over Wayne and O'Neill. Wayne is a 14-4 team. O'Neill's 10-8. These Knights are 15-5, and they are a very good ball club, and they are the defending Class C1 state boys champions, beating Minden in the championship game last March. And they come in averaging 53 points a game, giving up only 41. And they shoot from the field 48% in all their two-point attempts, 35% from three-point range, overall 44% from the field. Pretty good free throw shooting team at 64% on the season. And the Knights also out-rebound their opponents by about seven per contest, and they come in with 15 wins and 5 losses on the season. Sutton at 19-2 on this basketball season. Of course, the Mustangs making the Class C2 state tournament last year and dropping it in the first round. And these teams again prepare for the end of the regular season and their sub-district play the week after next. So it's Sutton 19-2, Norfolk Catholic 15-5 in game number four of this Heartland Hoops Classic previous game won by Adams Central over Pierce by the score 40-27. I want to make one correction there in the official book in that game. Christian Hodson with 8 points in the game for Adams Central, 4 for Jesse Ackerman, 6 there for Blake Overmiller, 840-27. But this is Class C2 Sutton. Class C1 Norfolk should be a very interesting basketball game, and we'll see, I guess, the way it looks. Who plays the better defense here is going to come out on top here, and you know, familiar with basketball in South Central Nebraska, that Sutton's going to be in your face. They always play that defense tough. They always play a very patient offense, and we'll see what happens here against another very good Norfolk Catholic Knights basketball team. Let's take a break, and when we return, we'll give you the starting lineups and the first quarter play-by-play in 30 seconds.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Heartland Hoops Classic with Sutton and Norfolk Catholic coming up here. And it's time for the starting lineups. The starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. The starting lineups for the Sutton Mustangs in this game. They're going to start the 6-foot senior, Sam Grease. Grease averaging 8.9 points per contest. Also starting will be Austin Rath, a 6-foot-1-inch junior. Rath averages 11.4 points per game. Reed Wiebe, the 6-foot-3-inch senior for the Mustangs, he averages 9.9 points per game. Lance Spongberg, a 5-foot-11-inch senior, averages 14 points a game. And Brody Yost, a 5-foot-10-inch junior, averages 2.8 points per game for Steve Spongberg's Sutton Mustangs. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights, they'll start Jordan Malacek, a 6-foot-3-inch senior, 5.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Connor Ketter, the 6'5 junior, averages 11.5 points and 11 rebounds per game. Riley Kanake, a 6'4-inch junior, 9.5 points, 6 rebounds. Jordan Beller, 6-foot junior, 5.3 points, 2 rebounds. And Dylan Bohr, the 6-foot sophomore, 8.8 points and 2 rebounds per game for Bohr. For the Mustangs, again, it's Grease who averages 2 rebounds a game, 4 rebounds a game for Austin Rath. Lance Spongberg, 3 rebounds a game. Reed Wiebe, 6 caroms per game. And Brody Yost, 2.5 rebounds per game. Well, those are your starting lineups for Sutton and Norfolk Catholic. The starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank, the better bank. It's just simply better. Starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Sutton and Norfolk Catholic. Heartland Hoops Classic. This home team on the scoreboard going to be the Sutton Mustangs. They'll come out in white with their red numerals and red and black trim. The traveling red for a Norfolk Catholic. And here we go. Sutton shooting at the basket to our left. Marco Kelly, the basket to our right. Connor Ketter will jump center against Reed Wiebe of Sutton. And here we go. Sutton and Norfolk Catholic. Tip controlled by Sutton's Austin Rath. Front court to Lance Spongberg. So the Knights will come out in a man-to-man. Again, both these teams usually play excellent defense. So the Mustangs will try their offense against this Norfolk Catholic defense. The in-your-face man-to-man defense. And Norfolk Catholic will see that from Sutton. So here we go. Top of the key, Wiebe. Right side to Sam Grease. Top of the key for three. Austin Rath will be in and out of there. No good. The rebound come out of there. Connor Ketter for the Knights. Ketter into the front court. We'll slow it up now. Give up the basketball to Jordan Beller. Beller is the Mustangs in the man-to-man. Beller, top of the key to Dylan Bohr. His shot will be off there. No good. Ketter with the offensive rebound. Puts up the shot and goes down. Connor Ketter with the offensive board. He's a 6'5" junior, and he gets the first points of the game. 2-0. Norfolk Catholic. Sam Grease in the backcourt for Sutton. Bounce pass to Brody Yost. Yost in the front court to Austin Rath. Double team there, and a foul going to be called on Norfolk Catholic. Double team there results in a foul. Jordan Malacek picks up the foul and non-shooting situation. Sam Grease will throw it in for Sutton, does to Lance Spongberg in the backcourt. Lance, of course, the son of Coach Steve Spongberg, leading scorer for the Mustangs. Austin Rath on the left wing to Spongberg, turns and shoots from 12 and hits the hole. Field goal, Lance Spongberg, and we're tied at 2. Early in period number 1, 6:43 to go. Sutton and Norfolk Catholic, game number 4, Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island here on the ESPN Superstation. Norfolk Catholic basketball, there's a shot for 3. He's going to be up and in and out, no good by Dylan Bohr. Grabbing it on the baseline, keeping in bounds is going to be Reed Wiebe, and gives it up in the backcourt to Brody Yost to Lance Spongberg. Spongberg runs it into the front court for Sutton. Stops and pops from 12. Rolls off, no good. The rebound by Jordan Malachik of Norfolk Catholic. Gives it up to Jordan Beller. Beller in the front court to Riley Kanake. Kanake, top of the key to Bohr. Inside to Ketter, an errant pass there. Picked off there by Grease. Turnover, Norfolk Catholic, our first of the game. Front court, it's Sam Grease. He will drive, shoot the ball off the glass, and score. Sam Grease, who is red hot with 11 first quarter points last night in the win. Scores there for Sutton. 4-2, Mustang. Inside to Ketter, double team, back out to Malachik. He will drive, put up the shot. Going to be off there, no good. The rebound, Sam Grease of Sutton. Sutton runs it in at the basket to our left. Front court, Grease, top of the key, Reed Wiebe. Left wing to Spongberg. Lance with the top of the key to Grease. Inside to Wiebe. Wiebe works against Ketter, turns, spins up and under. Shot good by Wiebe. Nice fake and shot there by Reed Wiebe, and the Mustangs jump out to the 6-2 lead. Fell behind 2-0, have scored the last 6. Front court, Riley Kanake for Norfolk Kelly. Drives the baseline on Wiebe, puts up the runner. Shot short, but a foul going to be called on Sutton. Foul going to be called on Reed Wiebe of Sutton. To the line for 2 is going to be Riley Kanake for Norfolk Catholic. Riley Kanake is a 6'4" junior. He's a 74% free throw shooter and misses this one. Six to two, Sutton in the lead. 5:17 to go in period number 1. Second one by Riley's up, and this one's good. 1 out of 2 for Kanake. 6-3, Sutton with the lead. They inbound with pressure in the backcourt from Norfolk Catholic. Front court now is Austin Rath. Double teamed in the corner. Rath gives up the ball to Wiebe into the lane. Dishes on the wing to Spongberg for 3 in the hole. Lance Spongberg. He has 5. He averages 14. Has 5 already. 9-3, Sutton. 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. Front court, Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Jordan gets a screen, gives it up now to Malachik. Jordan Malachik, top of the key, behind the screen, will take the 3. In and out and back in, off the backboard and down for 3. Jordan Malachik makes it 9-6. Front court, Rath will drive, put up the shot. Rolls off, no good. The rebound by Ketter. Ketter out in the pass to Beller. Jordan Beller into the scoring zone, 9-6 Sutton. Norfolk Catholic with the ball. Swing it around to Dylan Bohr on the left wing now to Malachik. Jordan with it, top of the key. Right side to Bohr, inside to Kanake. Kanake back out to Bohr, takes the 3 from the wing. In and out of there, no good. Battle for it in the lane. Wiebe can't come up with it. Norfolk Catholic can't, still loose. Underneath, Kanake grabs it. Shot put up, short, no good. Rebound Malachik, he shoots and scores. It'll count and he's fouled. Jordan Malachik with the field goal. He has 5. He averages 5 on the season. Foul called on Sutton, and they can tie it here. Brody Yost picks up that foul, and it's now 9-8. Picking in is Zach Pospisil, a 5'10 sophomore for Norfolk Catholic. Jordan Malachik to try to complete the 3-point play, and he does. He has 6. He's over his average. Ties it at 9. Also coming in, Jared McGuire, a 6-foot junior for Norfolk Catholic. O'Kelly with backcourt pressure. They try to set up a zone pressure in the backcourt. Sutton breaks it. Front court is Wiebe. Top of the key. Reed with it. Gives up his dribble. Shovels the pass to Sam Grease. Grease gets a screen, but no shot. 9-9 tie. Wiebe left alone from the wing. Bounces around. Goes off there. No good. The rebound pulled down by Jared McGuire of Norfolk Catholic. The Knights can go ahead. Here they've come from 9-3 down. Scored the last 6. It's 9-9. On the wing now, Dylan Bohr. Also in the game is Jared Ewer for the Knights. They have the basketball. Dylan Bohr with it. Sutton in the man-to-man defense. 9-9 tie. 3:25 to go. Driving, putting up the shot is Bohr off the glass and good. Dylan Bohr with a nice move. off the glass and down, 11-9, Knights over the Mustangs. Bongberg backcourt now to Yost, to Greece. Greece's frontcourt pass is going to be over the head of Brody Yost and out of bounds, and the Mustangs throw it away for the first time, first turnover. To the ball game for Sutton is Mitch Carlson, a 5'11 junior. Also checking in is Cole Wiseman, a 5'9 sophomore. Rath stays on the floor. Spongberg and Wiebe stay on the floor. So Greece gets a breather, and Yost gets a breather. Also into the game is Ethan Hale, The Mustangs will be on defense here. Basketball, Norfolk Catholic with the basketball. Shot put up and good this time. Jared Euler with the field goal for Norfolk Catholic, and it's 13-9. 4-point Norfolk Catholic lead, and they've scored the last 10 on a 10-point run here. Spongberg, front court, and a man defense for the Knights. Button with the basketball. He's swinging around the right side. Now inside to Wiebe. He will turn, shoot, and score. Reed Wiebe has four, and it's 13-11. Front court quickly. The Knights. They have the basketball. Jared McGuire now at the top of the key. Ethan Hale in the game for Norfolk Catholic. To McGuire, top of the key to Ewer. Swinging around the right side to Beller. Back to the left side to McGuire, to Ewer. In the corner, McGuire for three in the air, in the hole. Jared McGuire for three. And it's 16-11, Norfolk Catholic. So Norfolk Catholic has scored 16 in this first quarter. Sutton gives up only 33 a contest. Button with the basketball. Austin Rath into the lane. Hop step shot up short. No good. The rebound tipped to Jordan Beller and the Knights control. The corner shot left alone for three is going to be short. No good by Hale. Offensive rebound. Ewer, his shot up. No good. Hale grabs the ball and he hits the floor. And Reed Wiebe falls on top of Ethan Hale. And alternate possession jump ball. It stays with Norfolk Catholic. Connor Ketter will check back in. And Dylan Bohr for Norfolk Catholic. Sam Greece back in for Sutton. 16-11, the Knights over the Mustangs here with 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Norfolk Catholic plays it in. They do to Dylan Bohr. Four in the corner for three. Shot put up and good, and it will count. And he is fouled in the play. Riley Kanake. 2-point field goal is good by Kanake. And the foul away from the basketball on the shot. So, three-pointer by Kanake is good, making it 19-11. And a foul away from the basketball after the shot, apparently, because they're not going to shoot the free throw. Norfolk Catholic's going to have a three-point field goal count, and they're going to get the ball out of bounds, the foul after the shot there. On Kanake, shot put up, and there's a deflection, no good. Four put up the shot, but the ball deflected, and the Mustangs come down with it down 19-11 in the front court. Sam Greaves will take the shot, top of the key for three, no good. Tipped around and grabbed by Connor Ketter of Norfolk Catholic to Jordan Beller. Beller quickly into the scoring zone for Norfolk Catholic. They want to get out and go here a little bit to get beat the Sutton defense down the floor. The Knights have an 8-point lead, 19-11. Ketter with it. Back out. Driving shot put up and good this time by Jordan Malachik, and Steve Spongberg has seen enough. Timeout. Sutton with 1:01 to go in the first quarter. It's Norfolk Catholic by 10. The Knights 21, the Mustangs 11. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Back at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic and the Norfolk Catholic Knights have jumped out to a 21-11 lead over the Sutton Mustangs here. Still 1:01 to go in the third quarter. Remember, Sutton comes in the Mustangs giving up only 33 points a game. Norfolk Catholic has already scored 21 here, but this is Class C1 Knights team, defending state champions in an outstanding ball club. And Sutton has the basketball. They have it in the backcourt. Wiebe now crosses the timeline into the offensive zone, and he travels. Reed lost control of the ball and traveled the second turnover. Now on the Mustangs, and they're down by 10. 49 seconds to go, and Dylan Bohr to throw it in for the Knights does to Jordan Beller. Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Man-to-man Sutton defense. Ketter with it. To Bohr. Shot put up. No good. The rebound pulled down there by Cole Wiseman of Sutton. To Spongberg. Lance into the scoring zone. Bounce pass in the corner to Grease. Double team there. Top of the key pass. Underneath to Wiebe is good on the assist from Carson. It's Carson. Carlson with the assist. Wiebe with the field goal. The Knights try to get in the backcourt, and they do. Wiebe has six now. 21-13, Norfolk Catholic by eight. 16 seconds to go in this first quarter, and the Knights will hold for the final shot here with Beller dribbling the basketball between the rings with 10 seconds to go. Right side to Malacek. Jordan with it. Top of the key pass to Bohr. Bohr heads for the lane, dishes back out to Malacek. Shoots a 12-footer, and it's good. Malacek having a great first quarter, and it's 23-13, Norfolk Catholic. And that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Darden Malacek with 10 first-quarter points. He averages 5.5 for Norfolk Catholic, has 10 in the first quarter, and Norfolk Catholic leads after one. The Knights 23, the Mustangs 13. We're back in 30 seconds.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back. One quarter in the books of game number four of this Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island here on the ESPN Superstation. KXPN 1460 Kearney, 1550 KICS Hastings. Blaine Bulis with you. We played one quarter, and the Norfolk Catholic Knights lead the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 23-13. Sutton had a 6-2 lead in the first quarter of play and led a 6-2 lead, but then a 9-3 lead, but then a 10-point run by the Knights up into a 13-9 lead. And they have a lead of 23-13 after three, and Jordan Malacek has 10 first-quarter points for the Knights. He averages 5.5. He has 10 already in this first half of play. Reed Wiebe with 6 to lead the way for Sutton. And the Mustangs will have the basketball to start. Period number 2, Spongberg gets it in from Mitch Carlson. Spongberg now to Carlson front court. Knights stay in their man-to-man. Sam Grease with the ball. Reed Wiebe on the floor for Sutton and also Cole Wiseman. Wiseman with the ball, top of the key to Carlson, right side to Spongberg, lob inside to Wiebe, tries to control it, can't on the end line, and the Mustangs turn it over for the third time. Only one foul on Norfolk Catholic. Connor Ketter in the basketball game. Jordan Malacek, Dylan Bohr, Jordan Beller, and Riley Kanake for the Knights, leading 23-13. It's a little different breed of cat, the Mustangs, again with their defensive average of 33, but this is a quick, fast Norfolk Catholic team has played very well. Off the Knights this time, they'll turn it over there as Dylan Bohr lost it out of bounds. And this Class C1 defending state champion Knights coming in here and getting a fast start on the Mustangs after one quarter, leading by 10. Sutton basketball, Spongberg to Grease. Work against the pressure, driving now on the baseline. Shot put up is going to be good this time. Nice move inside there by Austin Rath. First field goal for Rath. 23-15, Norfolk Catholic by 8. Front court, Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Bounce pass now to Connor Ketter. Ketter turns, faces the basket, spins to the baseline. Pass back out to Kanake. Shot put up for 3 in the hole. Riley Kanake has 7. 26-15 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. 6:50 to go before halftime. Sam Grease, front court for Sutton. Gives up his dribble, double team pass to Spongberg. Lance with the ball, inside to Wiebe, turns, lost control of the ball, grabbed there by Norfolk Catholic's Dylan Bohr, so another turnover, number 4 on Sutton. Deep in the left corner, Connor Ketter drives, dishes back out, shot put up by Balacic is good. Excuse me, Kanake, Riley Kanake with another 3-point field goal, and it's 28-15, they rule that a 2. Timeout once again, Sutton with 6:26 to go in the second quarter, Norfolk Catholic 28. Sutton 15. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
5 points this quarter by Riley Kanake. Two trips down the floor, a three-pointer and a two-pointer. Norfolk Catholic has jumped its 10-point first-quarter lead up to 13 here at 28-15. Mustangs have a field goal from Austin Rath in the second quarter, but it's 28-15, Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Sutton has turned it over four times. Norfolk Catholic only two. The Knights are two out of three from the free throw line. Sutton has not attempted a free throw yet. And they've got some work to do here before halftime. 6:26 to go. And Sutton will come the length of the floor and pressure in the backcourt. Spongberg to Rath. Front court, Grease. Bam will drive. Lost control of the ball, but he's fouled in the play by Riley Kanake. Only the second team foul on the Knights, and the Mustangs will play it in underneath their own basket. Lance Spongberg to throw it in for Sutton, does to Grease. Sam Grease in the corner to Spongberg, will take the three from there. Off there, no good. Offensive rebound by the Mustangs. Mitch Carlson lost control of the ball, and it's grabbed there by the Knights, and a jump ball called in the backcourt. Sutton turns it over and then gets the tie-up, but it'll be Norfolk Catholic basketball. On the alternate possession jump ball call, it'll stay with the Knights. Jared Euler, a 6'4 senior back in. Connor Ketter goes out. Jordan Malachik also goes out for Norfolk Catholic. And Jared McGuire, the 6-foot junior in. Knights basketball, they come into the scoring zone. Jordan Beller with it. Right side pass now to Dylan Bohr. Pass tipped away and deflected there and grabbed by Brody Yost, who's back in. So a turnover on the Knights, their third. Spongberg with it. Top of the key to Yost. Left side to Grease. Top of the key, Rath. Into the lane is Austin. Dishes underneath, but is picked off there by Riley Kanake. Mustangs turn it over once again. Top of the key, Beller. Left side to Riley Kanake. Inside to Euler. His shot put up and good. Euler, the 6'4 senior, scores there. He has two field goals, and it's doubled up 30-15. Knights by 15. Uncord Yost to Grease for Sutton. They're down by 15 here. Austin Rath, right side to Brody Yost. Top of the key, they swing it around to Spongberg now. Lance with it now. Grease shot deflected by Euler. By far to the baseline, grabbed there by Spongberg. Possession retained by the Knights in the corner. Shot for three, Brody Yost. In the air, going to be an air ball. Euler with the rebound for the Knights. Euler to Jordan Beller. Beller for Norfolk Catholic into the scoring zone. Heads for the hoop. Puts up the runner. Shot going to be deflected there by Rath and grabbed by Grease. So good defense there by Austin Rath and Sam Grease into the scoring zone for the Mustangs. Bounce pass on the wing. To Carlson, now to Grease. Sam with it. Right side to Brody Yost. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Top of the key, Rath. Didn't shoot the three. Passes to Grease. To Spongberg. He eyes the three but doesn't take it. The defense gets out there. Spongberg on the drive. Dishes off. A fake back out to Rath. Still no shot for the Mustangs. They're being patient here. Down 30-15. Yost with it. Brody bounce pass to Grease near the free throw line. Left wing. Shot put up for three. There's going to be off the iron. No good by Mitch Carlson. The rebound to Jordan Beller for Norfolk Catholic. The Knights run to our right here. Now top of the key as things are slowed up. Riley Kanake for the Knights will have the ball. He's about 25 feet from the basket, looking straight on at it. Right side pass to Jordan Beller in the corner to McGuire. Jared with it. Now dribbles a couple times with the left hand. Top of the key to Bohr. 3:52 to go in the second quarter. Knights with a 30-15 lead. Pass intended for Euler is deflected off a Mustang. It'll stay with the Knights. Reed Wiebe into the game. Back into the game. Reed Stone, 5'10 junior, first appearance for Stone. Zach Pospisil into the basketball game for Mustangs. Ethan Hale, the junior, back in. Pospisil is a sophomore. And Ethan Hale throws it in for Norfolk Catholic. Does to McGuire. Bounce pass inside is tipped away there and grabbed by Sam Grease. So a good defense there by the Mustangs. Gives the ball to Sutton. They have it in the offensive zone. Top of the key, Reed Stone. Stone has no shot. Top of the key now to Wiebe. Right side back to Reed Stone for Sutton. Down here 30-15. 3:25 to go. Clock runs second quarter. Knights by 15. Their biggest lead of the night. Right side it's Stone. To Carlson. Side to Grease. Inside to Wiebe. Puts up the shot. No good, but he's whacked on the play. And Reed Wiebe to the line to shoot two for the Mustang. Norfolk Catholic commits the foul. Jared Euler picks up the foul. And Reed Wiebe to shoot two for Sutton. Weeby's first in the air is in and out. No good. Coming back in for Jared Malachik. Back in there for the Knights. Jared McGuire goes out. Jordan Malachik, excuse me. Reed Wiebe missed the first. He'll throw the second one up here with 3:14 to go. First free throws of the afternoon for Sutton. Second one good by Wiebe. He has seven. One out of two this trip down. 30-16. Sutton with only 3 points this quarter down here. 30-16 with 3:07. Clock runs in period number two. Malachik with the basketball for the Knights. Passes it back out to Ethan Hale. Hale will slow it up now for the Knights. Bounce pass to Pospisil. To Malachik. Now to Connor Ketter, the 6'5 junior. The Knights slowing things up here with the 14-point lead, 2:42 to go. Pospisil has it between the rings. For the red and white of Norfolk Catholic to Connor Ketter. Inside to Euler. Bounces a pass. It hits Lance Spongberg, and then Mustangs come out of there with it. With a fifth turnover on Norfolk Catholic, and Spongberg into the front court to Wiebe. Inside the lane. Reed powers up the shot. Short, but he's fouled in the play, and Wiebe back to the line to shoot two more for Sutton. Jared Euler picks up his second foul, and Reed Wiebe to the free throw line for the Mustangs. Has seven of the 16 Sutton points. Shoot two here, fouled in the act, free throw up, and good. 30-17, Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Riley Kanaik, Jordan Beller back in for Norfolk Catholic. Euler goes out, and Zach Pospisil goes out. Reed Wiebe shoots the second free throw for the Sutton Mustangs, the home team here this afternoon. This one's up and good. Three in a row from the line made by Wiebe. Three out of four from the line. He has 9 points, and it's 30-18, Norfolk Catholic. Mitch Carlson now goes out. And Austin Rath back in for Sutton. Norfolk Catholic basketball with 2:18 to go in the second quarter. 30-18, the Knights with the lead. They have the basketball. Sutton in there, man-to-man. Ketter with it to Ethan Hale. 16-footer bounces off. No good. Wiebe with the position in the clear for the Mustangs to Spongberg. Spongberg front court. Now to Wiebe. Right side to Rath. Top of the key to Spongberg. Behind the screen will shoot a three, and it's good. Lance Spongberg for three. He has eight. And the Mustangs get it within 10. They're now down by 9, 30-21. Both teams want to close strong before halftime. 1:46 to go. Kanaik with it. To Hale. Ethan Hale now to Riley Kanaik. Kanaik, the defense by Austin Rath. Kanaik now to Connor Ketter. Ketter spins. He'll put up the shot up and under. Good. It'll count an east foul. Nice move there by Connor Ketter. Spinning in the lane, goes up and under. Reed Wiebe and gets the bucket. That's four for Ketter. Reed Wiebe picks up his second. 32-21 on the made field goal by Connor Ketter. Goes to the line, try to complete the three-point play. Dylan Bohr in, Ethan Hale out for Norfolk Catholic. Wiebe now with two fouls will go out. And Dustin Hahn, the 5'10 senior, in for Sutton. Free throw up and good. Three-point play by Connor Ketter. He has five. And the lead back up to a dozen for Norfolk Catholic. Front court and now a foul on Austin Rath. Rath gets the basketball and the defender into Rath there. Jordan Malachik picks up the foul. Malachik couldn't stop his forward momentum. Fell into Austin Rath. Non-shooting situation with 1:24 to go. And the 15 foul. Spongberg inbounds to Grease, takes the three. On the inbounds play, Sam Grease. Good, he has five. Sutton back within 9, 33-24. And the Knights have the basketball. Jordan Beller with 1:13 to go before halftime. Beller front court for the Knights. Left wing to Bohr, Dylan Bohr. Norfolk Catholic. To Kinnaig, tipped away. Rath with the defense. Rath comes out of there with it, forces that turnover. They run to the Mustangs, and the field goal by Sam Grease. The forced turnover and the field goal. 33-26, and a timeout going to be called. And a whistle, though, not a timeout. Yes, a timeout. Norfolk Catholic with 51 seconds to go. 33-26, the Knights lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Sutton Mustangs have scored the last five. They've cut this Norfolk Catholic lead down to 7, 33-26. Norfolk Catholic led by as many as 15 in the second quarter, 30-15. Mustangs closing strong here on an 11-3 run to cut it now down to 7. Knights basketball. Norfolk Catholic with 45 seconds to go before halftime. Left wing is Malachik. To Ketter in the lane. Spins. Flips it back out to Riley Kinnaig. Kinnaig for the Knights. Rath with the defense. Right side pass to Jordan Beller. 30 seconds to go before halftime. Beller in the rings. Right side pass to Bohr. Dylan with it. The Beller will take the three. Top of the key in the hole right there. Jordan Beller, first field goal. 36-26. Norfolk Catholic by 10 with 16 seconds to go. That dagger, that three-point ball. 36-26. Fongberg with it for Sutton near the timeline with 10 seconds to go to Reed Stone. Stone, cross-court pass now to Grease with 5 seconds to go. Spongberg will come around the screen, take the three, going to be an air ball. No good trying to save it to Sutton. They do, but it goes to Connor Ketter, and that's the end of the first half. We've played 16 minutes after the first half. It's Norfolk Catholic 36, Sutton 26. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Why thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. I'm Blaine Bulis. This is halftime of game number 4 of our 8-game extravaganza at the Heartland Hoops Classic. It's halftime, and Norfolk Catholic leads Sutton by the score of 36-26. This is the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find Ravenna Sanitation in your local yellow pages. Norfolk Catholic 36, Sutton 26. Sutton Mustangs get off to a pretty good start in this game. They jump out to a 6 8-2 lead in the contest. And Sutton led also 9-3. That was the biggest lead for the Mustangs at 9-3. The Knights then went on a 10-point run, 13-9, Norfolk Catholic, and they led 21-13 after three quarters of play. After the first quarter of play, 21-13, Norfolk Catholic. The Knights moved that lead to their largest at 15 in that first half, 30-15, Norfolk Catholic in the second quarter. But Sutton comes back and outscores the Knights then 11-6 in the final portion of period number two. And Sutton got the lead down to 7 at 33-26. But the Knights get a three-point field goal from Jordan Beller late in the first half and lead here at halftime by the score of 36-26. So Sutton's had a lead as large as 6. Norfolk Catholic as large as 15 in the game. And it's 36-26 Norfolk Catholic over Sutton here at halftime of this game. Of course, Norfolk Catholic is defending Class C1 state champions. They are an outstanding ball club again this year, 15-5. Class C1 can put some points on the board. The Sutton defense has allowed only 33 per game all season, but the Sutton Mustangs on this basketball season haven't played too many C1 teams. Most of theirs are in C1, of course. They're in Class C2. They're 19-2, have another outstanding ball club, but the Norfolk Catholic team shooting the ball well and getting in that first half 10 points all in the first quarter. In fact, from Jordan Malachi, he averages 5.5. He goes off for 10 in the first half, all in the first quarter for Norfolk Catholic. So the Knights shooting the basketball well in that first half have jumped out to the 36-26 lead here at halftime over the Sutton Mustangs. For the Mustangs, four players have scored. Reed Wiebe has 9. Lance Spongberg has 8. The top two scores for the Mustangs, 7 for Sam Grease and 2 for Austin Rath. For Sutton, 13 points in each quarter, 26 in the first half. For the Mustangs, they are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line and unofficially with 6 first half turnovers. For the Norfolk Catholic Knights, Shane Anderson's ball club, led by Jordan Malachik's 10 points all in the first quarter. He had 10, 9 for Riley Kanake, 5 points for Connor Ketter, 4 for Jared Euler off the bench, 3 for starter Jordan Beller, and 3 for Dylan Bohr. And the Knights, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and also unofficially 6 first half turnovers for Norfolk Catholic. They have 23 first quarter points, 13 in the second is our first quarter, 10 point margin there for Norfolk Catholic, 23-13. The team's even at 13 points apiece in the second quarter. And Norfolk Catholic maintains that 10-point lead. They led it 23-13 after one. They lead it 36-26 here at halftime. Remember, coming up next on the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island, it'll be Donovan Trumbull traveling a few miles up Byway 281, take on Grand Island Central Catholic. And the Central Catholic kids have traveled a few blocks to get to the arena here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Next game at 4 o'clock, then at 5:45, it's going to be Minden and Gretna. That should be a dandy. 7:30, South Sioux City and Grand Island Senior High. 9:15 tonight, Sumner, Eddieville Miller and Heartland Lutheran. Reminder for you, the next game, Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic will be right back here on the ESPN Superstation. Randy Bushcutter will be back for that basketball game. And our final three games of the Heartland Hoops Classic will be on KKPR Classic Hits. That's 98.9 FM. So the final three games on the FM side of things, KKPR 98.9. And those games will be there starting with the 5:45 Minden game. But the next game up after this one will be Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull right back here on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Halftime of this game number 4 of the day, Norfolk Catholic 36, Sutton 26. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find Ravenna Sanitation in your local yellow pages. Halftime, Norfolk Catholic 36, Sutton 26. We'll be back with the third quarter in 1 minute.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member, because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Halftime just about over here at the Heartland Hoops Classic with Norfolk Catholic leading Dutton by the score of 36-26. Reminder for you, folks, basketball fans and fans of all the schools, the girls' classes C and D sub-district tournaments begin on Monday. How about that? Tournament time already coming up for the girls starting next week. The boys' classes C1 and C2 will get going the week after next, but so the regular season will end for the boys this coming week, and tournament time begins for the girls in classes C and D this coming week. And of course, you got to keep winning to keep playing unless you're in the wild card hunt for those two spots at the state tournament. So for most, it's win or the season will be over for classes C and D girls starting on Monday night. Sutton boys here 19-2 on the year, and they will end their regular season next Friday at Superior. So the Sutton Mustangs trying to get the 20th win of the year, and they'll end their regular season at Superior next Friday. Norfolk Catholic at 15-5 on the year. They will conclude their season, regular season, next Friday also. They'll play at 13-3, Hardington-Cedar Catholic. So the Knights will hit the road to end the regular season at Hardington-Cedar Catholic next Friday. Sutton goes to Superior next Friday. Here at halftime, it's 36-26 Norfolk Catholic over Sutton, and the Sutton Mustangs will come out and shoot at the basket to our right in this third quarter play. The Knights in the traveling red uniforms will shoot at the basket to our left. They're sending out Dylan Bohr, Riley Kanake, Jordan Malachik, Connor Ketter, and Jordan Beller. Sutton will get the basketball first. Lance Fongberg, Brody Yost, Austin Rath, Sam Grease, and Reed Wiebe. Sutton basketball, they'll throw it in from half court right in front of us here. We're courtside here at the Heartland Event Center. They shoot at the basket to our right, inbounded from Yost to Spongberg. Third quarter underway, 36-26, Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Rath with it, the Knights in a man-to-man defense. They've been in that all evening long, afternoon long. Grease goes to the deck, but gets rid of the basketball to Wiebe, so man lost his balance there, but got rid of the ball to Wiebe, so Sutton retains possession. Rath, right wing. Top of the key, Wiebe left side to Spongberg. He drives to the baseline, tipped away, but Lance grabs it back, double team there. Flips a pass back out that's deflected, but goes to Reed Wiebe, to Yost, to Grease. Bam, Grease with a bounce pass to Wiebe. Left side to Rath, to the baseline, drive, shot put up and good. Nice drive there and score. Austin Rath, 36-28. Button fell 15 down in the second quarter, got it to within 7. 10 at halftime, now it's 8. Driving is Beller. Shot put up is going to be short. No good. Rebound, Wiebe. Wiebe outlet pass to Spongberg. Lance into the scoring zone for Sutton. To Wiebe. Left side to Grease. Top of the key, Spongberg behind a Wiebe screen for three. In and out. No good. The rebound pulled down there by Jordan Beller. That would have cut it to 5. Just in and out. Beller goes to the deck and a whistle. A blocking foul called on Sutton. Jordan Beller hit the deck and a foul going to be called. On Reed Wiebe, that's his third. Wiebe with three will have to sit down now with 6:50 to go. Three fouls on Reed. They can't lose him this early. And Dustin Hahn, the 5'10 senior, will be in there to try to play a little defense on Connor Ketter, the 6'5 junior of Norfolk Catholic. Into Ketter. Ketter underneath. Nice pass there to Bohr. He dishes back out to Beller. Jordan with it. Tipped away. Spongberg tries to get the steal, but Beller grabs it. Double team, puts up the shot. Going to be in the hole. It'll count. Jordan Beller working through some traffic there. Throws it up, and it goes down through the hole. And a field goal for Beller, and he's fouled on the play. The basket counts, and it's 38-28 Knights. I'll call on Sutton. Beller's free throw is up and good. Three-point play there, six now for Jordan Beller, and the lead up to 11 for the Knights. Front court is Grease for Sutton. Down by 11 here, right side to Spongberg. He fakes, heads for the hoop. Runner from about eight is good. Lance Spongberg has 10, and it's 39-30. Norfolk Catholic with a nine-point lead with 6:20 to go in the third. By DeKetter, Connor with it. Still with the ball, faces the hoop now, bounce pass back out to Riley Kanake. Kanake for Norfolk Catholic, guarded by Yost. Back inside to Ketter, now turns toward the basket, and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Sutton as they double-teamed Ketter, and a foul called, it looks like, on Lance Spongberg. It is on Spongberg. That's his first. 9-point Knight lead with 6:03 to go. They'll throw it in on the non-shooting situation. Kanake does to the top of the key to Malachek. Jordan with it to Kanake, right of the free throw line. I got to Malachek, man-to-man Sutton defense here. Malachek into the lane, dishes in the corner now, but no shot there by Beller. Inside to Connor Ketter, double team. Ketter back out to Beller. He'll take the three from the wing. In the hole, Jordan Beller. He has six this quarter. He scored nine. He scored three at the end of the first half. Has six this quarter, 42-30. Shot up, no good by Sutton. But a foul on the play, and Austin Rath will go to the line to shoot two. Austin Rath fouled in the play. Riley Kanake picks up the foul. Austin Rath will go to the line to shoot two. 4 points for Rath. First throws for Austin. Mustangs three out of four from the line. Usually a good foul shooting team. This one's up and good. Three this quarter for Rath. 42-31 Norfolk Catholic. They're gaining that lead in the first quarter at 13-9 on a 10-point run. They've held that lead the rest of the way. Rath's second is good. Austin makes them both, 42-32. Norfolk Catholic by 10. 6 foot junior Jordan Beller, scoring zone for the Knights. Sam Grease on the defense. Beller around the screen. Baseline pass to Ketter, works the baseline. Knocked away by Rath and out of bounds. So Austin Rath coming over to produce the double team and knocked it out of bounds, and the Knights will play it in. Riley Kanake to throw it in for Norfolk Catholic. Does to Malachek. He's in the lane, puts up the shot on the run, and scores. Jordan Malachek with 12. 44-32, 12-point Norfolk Catholic lead. Mustangs can't get it under seven. Yost, left wing to Grease. Cross court to Spongberg. Top of the key, Rath. Heads for the hoop, in the lane. Puts up the shot. Nice drive there, won't fall. Offensive rebound. Shot put up, no good this time by Yost. But back out to Grease. Sutton controls Spongberg for three in the hole. Lance Spongberg for three. He has 13. 44-35, down to nine. Inside now, the Knights work the basketball. Kanake has it. Back out to Malachek to the baseline. Cut off there. Back out to Kanake for three in the air. In and out of there. No good. The rebound goes to Austin Rath of Sutton to Sam Grease. Grease into the scoring zone. Bounce pass. Left corner to Spongberg. Back to Grease. Top of the key to Hahn. Now to Rath. To Spongberg. To Grease. Left corner for three in the air. In and out of there. Spins out. No good. Rebound Kanake. Kanake to Beller for Norfolk Catholic. 4:08 to go. Third quarter. 9-point lead. Shot up off the iron. No good. By Bohr. Rebound. Ketter shot up and good. And Connor Ketter is fouled and it will count. Ketter using that muscle inside to score. And at 6'5 frame, he has seven. 46-35, Brody Yost with the foul for Sutton. Connor Ketter trying to complete this three-point play. He has seven in the game. Zach Pospisil in the ball game for Norfolk Catholic and Jared Euler. Ketter rolls in the free throw, completes that three-point play. He has eight, and the lead back up to 12. At 47-35, and there's a whistle away from the basketball. A foul called on Norfolk Catholic. Zach Pospisil, he tries to impede the progress of Lance Spongberg as Lance was headed for the basketball. Pospisil with the foul. Non-shooting situation, 47-35 Knights. Button plays it in. Grease to Rath. Austin Rath with 3:50 to go in the third. Rath offense with the basketball. Defense there by Dylan Bohr to Grease, right wing. Jared McGuire, who's checked in, will play defense there. Grease, a whistle, another whistle away from the ball. And another foul on Zach Pospisil. So two fouls in a row away from the basketball on Zach Pospisil of Norfolk Catholic. And the Mustangs will play it in. Riley Kinnake is going to check back in for Connor Ketter. Non-shooting foul situation for the Mustangs. Lance Spongberg looks to play it in, does, near the timeline to Austin Rath. Rath with the basketball. The free throw line to Grease on the left wing, top of the key now to Yost, right side to Hahn, to Spongberg. Spongberg will take a 14-footer. He hits the deck. It's well short, but he was hit on the arm as he shot that basketball. And Lance Spongberg to the line to shoot two. Zach Pospisil, would you believe, picks up his third in a row. Three fouls in a row in a span of about 45 seconds on Pospisil. Zach goes over and talks to Coach Anderson and says, I don't know what's going on. Spongberg makes the first. 47-36. Ethan Hale comes in for Norfolk Catholic and replaces Dylan Bohr. Pospisil does sit down, and Jordan Beller back in for Norfolk Catholic. Lance Spongberg eyes the second. This one's up, and it is good. Makes them both. That's seven this quarter, 15 in the game for Spongberg. 47-37. Again, Dutton trying to get it below double digits again. They've been as close as seven after falling 15 down in the second quarter. Euler with it. Inside to Kanake. Left wing to McGuire. Top of the key to Beller. To Hale. Ethan Hale. Nowhere to go with it. To Riley Kanake. 3:05 to go in the third to Euler. Inside Euler. Works inside. Pass is going to be picked off there by Rath. An errant pass there. Turnover number seven. Norfolk Catholic. Front court is Rath. To Hahn, they swing it right side to Spongberg, top of the key, Rath, comes off that screen, fakes, shoot shot, deflected by Euler. So Euler with the block there, and it's grabbed by Ethan Hale to Beller. Jordan, front court for Norfolk Catholic, nursing a 10-point lead to Jared McGuire, 2:38 to go in the third quarter. McGuire gets a screen, passes right side to Hale, Ethan with it, top of the key to Beller, left wing to McGuire, Jared with it. Heads for the lane, passes right side to Hale. Lob inside is going to be picked off there by Dustin Hall. Another turnover, Norfolk Catholic. Spongberg front court for Sutton. Right side now to Cole Wiseman, who's in there for Sutton. Wiseman with the basketball, man-to-man Norfolk Catholic defense. Brody Yost with it to Rath. 2:04 to go in the third, 10-point. Norfolk Catholic lead. The Mustangs trying to be patient here, working the offense. Left wing now to Lyons. Excuse me, to Cole Wiseman, to Spongberg, to Hahn, to Rath, to Yost, to Spongberg. This motion offense against this man-to-man defense. Hahn at the free throw line, right wing to Carlson, to Spongberg, fakes, shoots a 15-footer off the iron, no good, grab by Beller for Norfolk Catholic. Rebound Beller, bounce pass in the front court. To Hahn, back to Beller. Jordan with it, left wing to McGuire, bounce pass to Kanake. Kanake, top of the key to Euler, now to Hahn. The Beller and the Knights will slow it up here with 1:20 to go in the third, leading by 10. They're shooting at the basket right in front of their bench, and Shane Anderson, the coach. Top of the key, it's Euler to Kanake. Right side to Beller. And the baseline to Hahn. He'll put up the shot and score. Coming off that screen, the field goal by Ethan Hahn is Hale. His first field goal, Ethan Hahn, 49-37. Ethan with the field goal. 49-37 underneath. The Mustangs lose it out of bounds, and they turn it over to the Norfolk Catholic Knights. Sam Grease back in for Sutton, and Reed Stone will check in. Dylan Bohr in for Norfolk Catholic. Spongberg will get a rest here for the final 54 seconds of the quarter, and Brody Yost will go out. So Norfolk Catholic basketball, 54 seconds to go. They have a 12-point lead. It was 10 at the half, so a very even third quarter. The Mustangs have been within 8 in this quarter. Can't get it any lower than that. So far, Ketter will drive. Dishes out. The pass is going to be between defenders and between offensive players, and officials say it's a pass that goes out of bounds on the toss there, so the turnover number 9 Spongberg will check in, and Wiebe back in, so the Mustangs maybe get a little more offense in there. Stone goes out. And Hahn goes out. And Austin Rath back in. So Sutton trying to get some points here with their offensive people. 35 seconds to go. It's 49-37. Rath with the ball deep on the left wing. Top of the key now to Carlson, to Greece, to Wiebe, who steps out top of the key. Left side to Spongberg. Lands with it. Top of the key to Mitch Carlson. 16 seconds to go. The Mustangs going to play for the last one the way it looks. Want to get to within 10 or 9 if they can get a three-pointer to go down here. Carlson with it. 6 seconds to go. Top of the key for three in the air. In the hole by Austin Rath. Rath for three. It's 49-40. At the buzzer, the shot will be no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway. So the three by Austin Rath cuts the lead to 9 after three, but an even third quarter. After three, Norfolk Catholic 49, Sutton 40, back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to our fourth quarter in this Sutton Norfolk Catholic basketball game. It's 49-40 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. The Sutton Mustangs outscore the Knights, but only 14-13 in that third quarter. And it's 49-40, so the 10-point halftime lead is 9 after 3 for Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic being led by Jordan Malachik with 12 points in the game. 9 from Riley Kanake, 9 from Jordan Beller, 8 for Connor Ketter. Jordan Beller scored 6 in that third quarter. 9 for Austin Rath, 9 for Reed Wiebe, 15 for Lance Spongberg, and 7 for Sam Greese. Only 4 Mustangs have scored. Sutton 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. The Knights 5 out of 6. It may come down to a shooting contest. And Norfolk Catholic basketball to start the fourth quarter. Dylan Board to inbound to Jordan Beller in the backcourt. Does into the backcourt. And Jordan Malachik, Connor Ketter, Riley Kanake on the floor for Norfolk Catholic. Reed Wiebe, Austin Rath, Sam Greese, Lance Spongberg, Brody Yost for Sutton. Excuse me, Mitch Carlson. And Carlson takes the charge right there. Mitch Carlson takes that charge. And an offensive foul called on Norfolk Catholic. Connor Ketter picks up the foul. Offensive foul, and that will go down also as a turnover, number 10 on Norfolk Catholic. Only 7 turnovers on Sutton. The Mustangs fell behind by 15 in the second, got it to 7 in the second quarter. 10 at halftime, got it down to 8 in the third quarter, 36-28. Have gotten no closer than 8 in the second quarter, so we played pretty even the last 8.5 minutes. Sutton basketball, they're down here 49-40. Spongberg with it. Very patient are the Mustangs, which they usually are. They're playing that passing game, the cutting game. Greece will come behind a screen, take the three. No good. Rebound, Connor Ketter. He goes high and grabs that one. Dishes off to Jordan Beller. Beller front court for the Knights. 49-40 with 7:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Ketter with it. Works the baseline. Pass back out to Malachik. Heads for the hoop. Throws up the shot, but he travels first. Turnover number 11 on Norfolk Catholic. Malachik, who averages, again, 5.5, has scored 12 to lead the way for Norfolk Catholic. They have had 8 guys score. The Mustangs have only 4 guys getting the scoring column, but Sutton down here by 9, trying to cut more into this deficit. It's Austin Rath behind the free throw line, spins into the lane, puts up the shot, going to be deflected out of there and grabbed by Dylan Bohr. Bohr will drive to the free throw line, bounce pass right side to Ketter. Connor slows it up and a bounce pass back out to Jordan Beller, so the Knights going to slow it up here. The defense gets back for Sutton, and the Knights control on court now. Malachik inside, pass picked off by Greece. Another turnover, Norfolk Catholic. So the Mustangs playing good defense, getting some turnovers. They haven't scored yet this quarter. Neither team has scored. 6:16 to go in the fourth quarter. 49-49. Austin Rath inside to Wiebe. Corner to Spongberg. To Rath. Now to Carlson, right side to Greece. Sam loses his defender, puts up the runner and scores. Sam Greece with 9. 49-42. The Mustangs get it to within seven, close as they've been since the second quarter. 5:50 to go, 49-42. And Court Beller, inside shot, put up short. No good by Ketter. He hits the floor, and he was pushed on the play. And Connor Ketter to go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul on Mitch Carlson of Sutton. Connor Ketter to the line to shoot two. Connor, two out of two from the line. He has 8 points. The Knights, five out of six from the free throw line. Ketter will make the first one, 50-42. 9 for Ketter, 50-42 Knights. Connor Ketter, a 74% free throw shooter, misses the second. And it's 50-42 Knights by 8 with 5:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Front court, it's Rath, takes the three from the corner. Be off the iron, no good. Rebound, Mitch Carlson in the lane. Lost control of the ball, picked up by Jordan Beller. Carlson can't control it in the lane, and Beller grabs it for Norfolk Catholic, and they come into the offensive zone. In the corner, off the hands and out of bounds. Dylan Bohr can't control. Turnover number 12. 13 for Norfolk Catholic. Only 7 for Sutton. 50-42. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Sutton basketball. Will the patience of Sutton prevail here? They're trying to fight their way back into the game. Got it down to 7. Spongberg behind a screen for 3 in the hole. Nothing but net. Lance Spongberg with 18. And it's now down to 5. 5-point lead, a timeout, Shane Anderson and Norfolk Catholic. So we'll take a timeout with 5:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Norfolk Catholic's lead cut to 5. The Knights 50, Sutton 45. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Sutton Mustangs got it down to 5 here now. 50-45, Norfolk Catholic. The Knights had a 15-point lead in the third quarter. It was 9 after three quarters. Now down to 5 on the three-pointer by Lance Spongberg. Spongberg has scored 18 for Sutton to lead the way. And we will come out with the 5:07 to go. Of course, a lot of time here. As Sutton has been very patient offensively, working for that good shot, and Spongberg has answered with 18. Austin Rath with 9, Reed Wiebe with 9, and Sam Grease with 9 for the Mustangs. And it'll be Knights basketball, and Riley Kanake will throw it in into the backcourt to Jordan Beller, and he will cross the timeline for the Knights with a 5-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Malacek to Kanake, man-to-man Sutton defense. Left wing to Bohr. To Malacek. Delivered offensively. They look inside to Ketter. And he's cut off at the baseline. Back out to Malacek. Now to Beller. And the Knights will set up the offense once again. Figure with that 5-point lead, Coach Anderson saying, let's run our offense here. We don't need to be in a hurry. They've turned the ball over second half 7 times. 13 in the game. A couple in a row in this fourth quarter. Beller with it as the Knights slow it up, takes some air out of the basketball. 4:20 to go. Malacek with it. Back out to Kanake. Riley with it there. About a minute off the clock here by the Knights. They got it with 5:07 to go. 1 minute has elapsed since then. We're down to 4:05 now. 50-45. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. It's Malacek. Austin Rath with a tight defense there. Inside to Ketter and a whistle. And a hold's going to be called on Sutton, Mitch Carlson. Carlson tried to play the defense inside to Connor Ketter. Ketter with that big 6'5 frame. The Knights are looking intently on getting it inside to Connor and let him work in there. Foul there on Carlson. And a non-shooting situation on the 16 foul on Sutton. Ketter with it back out for 3 now in the air, in the, off the iron. No good by Bohr. The rebound to Reed Wiebe. The Mustangs can cut it to 3 or 2. On court, it's Spongberg into the lane. Dishes underneath to Carlson, but a whistle before that pass. A push on Dylan Bohr. 16 fouls now on each team. Cole Wiseman checks in. The 5'9 sophomore for Sutton going out will be Mitch Carlson. It's been banging up against Connor Ketter. Mitch needs a little breather. Jared Euler, 6'4 senior, in for Jordan Malachik. So Ketter and Euler, 6'5, 6'4 in there up front for the Knights. Mustangs throw it in. Greece with the basketball. They're down by 5, 3:40 to go. The basketball now is Cole Wiseman as they shoot right in front of Coach Steve Spongberg. So Spongberg can give those instructions right from the bench. Spongberg now to Rath. To Greece, top of the key to Wiebe, left side to Spongberg. He heads for the hoop, puts up the runner, shot short, no good. Ball lost out of bounds off of the Mustangs. Three players get up off the floor. That basketball goes out of bounds off Sutton. It'll be Norfolk Catholic basketball with 3:21 to go. The Knights, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. We'll see if this turns into a free throw shooting contest. Sutton is 7 out of 8. Beller now to Kanake. Riley with it. Right wing for Norfolk Catholic. 3:05 to play. Each team with 16 fouls, so we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way, and there's a hold on Cole Wiseman. Well, the Knights will go to the free throw line. The person of Jordan Beller, 1-1, 50-45, Norfolk Catholic. Beller to the line, and Jordan is a 62% free throw shooter. And he is 1 out of 1 tonight. Rolls off there, no good, doesn't earn the bonus. Still a 5-point game. Wiebe with the rebound to Rath for Sutton. Down by 5, front court. It's Wiseman, top of the key. Wiebe takes a 17-footer off the backboard and iron, no good. Rebound to Beller, still a 5-point lead. For Norfolk Catholic, 2:45 to go. Inside shot put up there by Kanake is good from the baseline. Tough shot, Ronnie Kanake with 11. 52-45, that's our first point. In about 2.5 minutes by either team, it's still 7. Shot put up and scoring is Lance Spongberg. 20 for Spongberg, 52-47. With 2:25 to go. Clock runs, 5-point Norfolk Catholic lead. The teams have traded field goals in the last couple of minutes. Euler inside, faces the basket now. Double team, back out top of the key. Driving is Bohr, lost control, steal there by Wiseman and a foul in the backcourt. Cole Wiseman with the steal. And Wiseman fouled, and he'll go to the line for Sutton. They can cut it to 3 with 2:10 to play. Cole Wiseman for the 1-1. Jared Euler picks up the foul. Cole Wiseman to the free throw line. Wiseman, only a 43% free throw shooter starting this week, but cans that one without a problem. Cole says, I'll make these two. 52-48. Jared McGuire in. Jordan Beller out for Norfolk Catholic. 2:10 to play. 52-48. Norfolk Catholic with the lead. Cole Wiseman made the first. Eyes the second. This one's up, and this one is good. Makes them both. Sutton has only missed one free throw. They've made 9. 52-49. Close as Sutton has been in a while. 52-49. Close as they've been since the first quarter. 3-point lead, Norfolk Catholic, they have the basketball. Jared McGuire dribbles it into the scoring zone. Clock runs with 2 minutes to go in regulation. 3-point Norfolk Catholic, tipped away from Euler by Brody Yost. Gives up the ball, and there's the steal by Greece. Turnover Norfolk Catholic. Their ninth is half, 15 in the game. Greece front court, the Mustangs can tie with a 3. Greece back out to Rath. Rath behind a screen, now to Spongberg. Spongberg has 20 in the game to Wiebe, to Rath, drives, pass is going to be deflected and stolen there by Norfolk Catholic, and they get the steal, a big turnover there, number 8 on Sutton in the timeout. Norfolk Catholic, they'll have possession. Winry return with 1:34 to play. Norfolk Catholic 52, Sutton 49. We're back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
52-49 in favor of Norfolk Catholic. Sutton has come from 15 down in the third quarter to cut it to three. Norfolk Catholic will have the basketball after getting a turnover. Sutton turns the ball over on their last possession, but they haven't done it too many times this afternoon. Only eight times. 52-49, 1:34 to go, Norfolk Catholic in the lead. Stay tuned. Randy Bushcutter will be back for game number five. That'll be Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic. Scheduled 4 o'clock start here at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Join Randy here on ESPN Superstation for Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. That's up next after we're finished here, and we might have a lot of basketball to go here. 3-point lead, Norfolk Catholic. They'll inbound it on the far sideline right in front of the Sutton bench. Inbound it to Connor Ketter in the backcourt. Now Ketter, the 6'5 junior, going to bring it across the timeline. Passes down to Jordan Beller, who's back in, the starting guard, the 6-foot junior. 1:24 to go to Jared McGuire. Sutton trying to be aggressive but not foul on defense. Both teams over the limit, so we'll shoot free throws. Rest of the way, Malachik now in the corner to Kanake. Kanake to Ketter. Ketter lets the Kanake go by. Passes back out to McGuire. 1:08 to go. Norfolk Catholic, of course, looking for the big shot. There's almost a travel as Ketter with the basketball but did not travel. Beller with the ball. Jordan with it to the free throw line. Backs it back out between the rings with 53 seconds to go. To Kanake. Knocked away by Rath, but a foul on Rath. Austin Rath picks up the foul there. And Riley Kanake's going to go to the line for the 1-1 for Norfolk Catholic. Kanake is a 74% free throw shooter so far this season. Riley has 1 out of 2 from the line this afternoon. He has 11 points. And Zach Pospisil comes in for Jared McGuire for Norfolk Catholic. Brody Yost in for Cole Wiseman for Sutton. 52-49, Norfolk Catholic, 49.5 seconds to go. Kanake, 1 and bonus. Up and going to be off the iron, no good. Wiebe with the rebound. The Mustangs can again get within 1 or tie with a 3. 44 seconds to go. Wiebe now to Rath. To Spongberg behind the screen for 3 off the iron. No good. They battle for it. Spongberg gets it. Shoots and scores. Spongberg with the offensive rebound and bucket. Timeout. Sutton 52-51 with 35.9 seconds to go. Spongberg with the field goal there after the missed 3. Gets his own rebound and scores. We'll take a timeout with 35.9 seconds to go. Norfolk Catholic 52. Sutton 51. Back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
52-51, Norfolk Catholic. Lance Spongberg missed his 3 there, but got his own rebound in the lane and scored. He has 22 in the game. Norfolk Catholic basketball, 35.9 seconds to go. Sutton down by 15 in the third quarter, gets it now to 1 here with 35.9 to go. Pressure all over the floor from the Mustangs. Sutton over the foul limit. Kanake inbounds in the backcourt to Connor Ketter. Double team, but he gives it up to Kanake. Kanake still in the backcourt. Gives up the balls. He hits the floor now to Pospisil. Pospisil to Kanake. Knocked away, but a foul going to be called on Lance Spongberg. And a travel, though. It is a travel. Sutton basketball. They call it a travel. The turnover number 16 on Norfolk Catholic. And the Mustangs will have the ball with 26.3 seconds to go. And a timeout, Sutton. So we'll take one with 26.3 to go. 52 Norfolk Catholic, 51 Sutton. The Mustangs will have the basketball when we come out of this timeout. We're back in 30 seconds.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
So we have 35.9 seconds to go. 26 seconds. 26 seconds plus to go in this basketball game. 26 seconds. It's 52-51. Favor of Norfolk Catholic over Sutton. Now what will the Mustangs do? They have the ball after the Norfolk Catholic turnover as the Knights couldn't get it across the timeline and end up traveling. And will the Mustangs go for an early shot or run it down and try to win it at the buzzer? Steve Spongberg has drawn up that play, which he's probably done 100,000 times before in this kind of situation. 26.3 to go. Sutton sends out Austin Rath, Lance Spongberg, Brody Yost, Bam Grease, and Reed Wiebe. They'll have the ball on the far sideline, the inbound into the backcourt. Yost to Spongberg. Spongberg has been the offensive main threat for the Mustangs to Rath. Rath right side now to Grease. 18 seconds to go to Spongberg. He'll drive into the lane. A runner from 13 is good. Lance Spongberg with 14 seconds to go puts Sutton up 53-52. So Spongberg with the field goal with about 14 seconds to go. Timeout on the floor, Norfolk Catholic. We'll keep it here during this timeout. Spongberg with 9 this quarter, 24 in the game, and Sutton leads 53-52. Spongberg works it on the baseline, kind of fading away from the hoop and heading for the end line and put that shot up with the right hand, and it goes down for the field goal. Sutton has not led this game since they led 9-3 in the first quarter. That's when Norfolk Catholic went on a 10-point run to go up 13-9, and Norfolk Catholic extended that lead to as many as 15 in the second quarter, 30-15. But Sutton has fought all the way back. They were 10 down at the half, 9 down after 3. Get the lead here with 14 seconds to go on a Lance Spongberg field goal, his second in a row. Again, he has 9 this quarter, 15 at 2-3 quarters, 24 in the game for Spongberg. So it's 53-52 Sutton. Norfolk Catholic called that timeout. Exactly 12 seconds to go. Now, Norfolk Catholic turned it over in the backcourt under the Sutton pressure last time with the ball when they had the lead. Now will Sutton fall back on defense, pick him up at half court? They're not going to pick him up full court. Sutton will be on defense. Bonnie Kinnaig will inbound. The Knights will come the length of the floor. Dylan Boers out there. Jordan Beller, Jordan Malachik, and the big guy in the middle, Connor Kidder. Here we go. Inbound to Duke. Beller across the timeline with 8. Beller with it with 7. Right wing, bounce pass, top of the key to Kinnaig with 5, with 4, with 3. Boer will turn around at the buzzer, puts up the shot, no good but a whistle. And a foul going to be called. As time runs out, Dylan Boer hit the deck, and Sutton is called for a foul with as time runs out in regulation. And it looks like Dylan Boer is going to go to the line to try to win this game with 2 free throws after the buzzer here. Boer will go to the line. The foul called, it looks like, on Sam Grease. Everybody goes away from the hoop. 2 free throws. Shot up. No good. So it'll be no worse than an overtime for Sutton. As Dylan Boer misses the first for the tie. No good. And Sutton wins the basketball game. 53-52. Dylan Boer misses both free throws after time had expired, and the Sutton Mustangs come from 15 down in the second quarter to defeat the Norfolk Catholic Knights by the score of 53-52. So the Mustangs win it, and the Knights can't convert on either of the 2 free throws after the buzzer, and Sutton wins it. The final score, Sutton 53, Norfolk Catholic 52. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member
because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic. Game number four just ended, and a thriller it was. The Sutton Mustangs defeat the Norfolk Catholic Knights by the score of 53-52. As the Norfolk Catholic Knights cannot convert on either of two free throw attempts, as time had expired. Sutton fouls as the clock ran out. The Norfolk Catholic is trying to get a shot off. Dylan Bohr goes to the free throw line, an 81% free throw shooter. Misses both free throws after time had expired. Nobody on the free throw line. Dylan missed them both, and Sutton won the game 53-52. And boy, you ought to have your feelings out for Dylan Bohr. He was up there shooting that basketball for the tie and the win, and it just wouldn't go down. But he shot free throws so well for this team all year. But neither goes down this time, and Sutton wins it 53-52. But the Mustangs, take your hats off to Sutton. They come from 15 down in the second quarter. They were down 30-15, down by 10 at halftime, still down by 9 in the fourth quarter before they got it to 49-42, then 50-45 with 5:10 to go, 52-49 with 2:10 to play, and then Lance Spongberg scores the last two field goals to make it 52-51 with 36 seconds to go. And Spongberg also hits kind of a fading away from the basket towards the end line field goal with 14 seconds to go to give Sutton a 53-52 lead. And then the Norfolk Catholic Knights come down the floor, get the shot off by Bohr, which really had no chance to go in. He was kind of throwing it up in desperation from the baseline, was fouled on the play, but missed the two free throws. And Sutton wins it 53-52. Spongberg with the last two field goals coming through in that fourth quarter. He ended up with 24 to lead the way, including 9 in the fourth quarter for Lance Spongberg. 9 each for Sam Grease, Austin Rath, and Reed Wiebe. 2 for Cole Wiseman from the free throw line. The Mustangs, 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. They win it 53-52. 12 points for Jordan Malachik of Norfolk Catholic, 11 for Riley Kanake, 9 for Connor Ketter, 9 for Jordan Beller, 4 for Jared Euler, 2 for Dylan Bohr, 2 for Ethan Hale, and 3 for Jared McGuire. The Norfolk Catholic Knights only 1 out of 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They were 5 out of 6 the first three quarters, only 1 out of 6 in the fourth quarter, 6 out of 12 from the line. So Sutton goes 9 out of 10 from the line, and Norfolk Catholic 6 out of 12. One of the stories there, but that the patient offense of Sutton never giving up in this one. They fight from 15 down and allow only 16 points in the second half, by the way. The Sutton defense, after giving up 36, that's more than their season average in the first half, gave up only 16 to Norfolk Catholic in the second half, only 3 in the fourth quarter of play. And Sutton rallies from 15 down to win the game by the score of 53-52. Get some clutch performances in this game from Lance Spongberg, especially 24 and 9 each for Sam Grease, Austin Rath, and Reed Wiebe. 9 out of 10 from the line for Sutton. They turn it over only 8 times. 16 for Norfolk Catholic, and Sutton wins its 20th game of the year. They're 20-2. They'll close their regular season at Superior next Friday night. Norfolk Catholic falls to 15-6, and they will be closing their regular season at Hardingham Cedar Catholic next Friday night. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska for years. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the area with that same great service you've known for years. Misco Sports, our postgame show sponsor here on the ESPN Superstation. So four games in the books today at the Heartland Hoops Classic. We're halfway done. Giltner beat Overton 43-41. Grand Island Northwest over St. Cecilia 55-38. Adams Central beat Pierce 40-27. And just concluded, Sutton rallies from 15 down in the second quarter to beat Norfolk Catholic 53-52 in the basketball game. Coming up next, Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll tip off about 4 o'clock. You can hear that one right here on the ESPN Superstation. We'll join Randy Bushcutter for game number 5 coming up at 4. It's Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. That will do it for game number 4 at the Heartland Hoops Classic. The Sutton Mustangs defeat Norfolk Catholic 53-52. I'm Blaine Bulis. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned in just a few minutes for game number 5, Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic. Join Randy Bushcutter in just a few minutes here on the ESPN Superstation. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.